Thank you, Tom. And as Tom mentioned, that suspect has told police last night's attack was not racially motivated. But the murders have scared the Asian American community nationwide, which saw the shootings as an attack on them, given the recent nationwide wave of assaults that coincided with the spread of COVID-19. News Nation's Nancy Liu is joining us live tonight from Chinatown in L.A. And Nancy, I understand authorities across the nation have now stepped up patrols in and around Asian businesses.
That's right, Marnie. That present, it is hard to miss. The anxiety in Asian American communities has been up for months now, which is why those Atlanta killings sparked immediate outrage and an outcry. Today, law enforcement agencies around the country have indeed stepped up patrols. That includes in San Francisco, New York, and here in Los Angeles. In LA's Chinatown today, there is the same uneasiness that's been here for months, and it's not hard to find someone who's been a target of crime. In Chinese, 69-year-old Mai Jin told me she was physically assaulted and robbed of some cash just recently. While a police presence is unmistakable here, business is down and fear is up even more after what happened in Atlanta. I asked Annette Chan whether she was scared to be out.
Yes, I'm a little bit worried and scared, right?
The new group Stop AAPI Hate has logged nearly 3,800 anti-Asian attacks in the past year all over the country. Nearly half were in California.
And thanks for giving my country COVID. Have a great day.
The initial spike in incidents happened as coronavirus spread last year, with influential people using the terms China virus and Kung flu. Many attacks have been physical and even deadly, the majority verbal.
We certainly hope that the data and the information is activating and galvanizing community members to take action.
With pervasive concern and fear, volunteer patrols have formed in some cities, and more Asians are becoming activists. This recent rally in New York drew hundreds. Traditionally quiet Asian communities are encouraged to make more noise, since the majority of incidents go unreported.
Should not remain silent victims. We have to stand up and speak out. Racism does happen in America, and we need to acknowledge it and help each other out.
On social media today, many celebrities are raising awareness with the hashtag #StopAsianHate. Also today, a statement from the American Medical Association saying xenophobic language further fuels discrimination and hate crimes. Also pointing to the Atlanta case as another sign of gun violence as a public health crisis. Live in LA Chinatown, Nancy Liu, News Nation.